24 over the Harbor Beach Pirates, and you got some unofficial stats for us there, Eric.
I do. For Buena Vista, leading off scorers is Mr. Goodman with 17 points, followed by Ferris with six. Let's see. Houston has 5. McKinney has 4. Next leader is Washington with 9. Smithers with 2, and Hogan with 2. For your Harbor Beach Pirates, we've got Sorensen with 5, followed with Ginther. He has 5 too. Drakovich has 4. Kraft has 4, and Seaman has 4 also. So that's 49-24 right there.
And I think it's going to be an interesting first 4 minutes when we come out of here. Hopefully both teams are back out shooting. We got about 2 minutes before we come back, so we're going to hear from our couple of sponsors. When we come back, we'll have the start of the second half of this first-round regional game between the Harbor Beach Pirates and the Saginaw Buena Vista Knights.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know, trust, integrity, and personal service still matter to a lot of people. Those values are alive and well in Farm Bureau Insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach and Ubley. Casey provides the Harbor Beach and Ubley areas with some of the finest insurance service you'll find anywhere. Life, home, auto, farm, business, retirement, and more. You need just one good insurance professional in your life. Make it Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance. Call Casey Yan today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Abilene at 658-8538. Casey Yan and Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Abilene. I would like to apply for the position as your trusted advisor, whether it's helping you choose a deductible for your home or car or managing your financial investments. Please call me at 479-3288 or 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, the Casey Yan Agency, making your future more predictable.
We're back here at Reese High School. Sue Schrader, Eric Iden. You're listening to the Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1. Just a quick reminder here before we get into the second half. If you're not going down to the Boys State Finals on March 26th and 22nd, or the 27th, over at JJKN Hoops in Bay City, T.J. Newsom is going to be having a clinic there. And on Coach's Roundtable, Christian Leitner, the big Duke star that everybody knows about, and if you watched the Fab Five last night, he will be there. He will have an open coaching roundtable on Sunday, March 27th, from 12:30 to 3 p.m. For $40. And that's a good place to go. You can go to jjhoopsinformation.com and find out a little bit more about that. And we're back, and right off the bat, Harbor Beach with the ball first, and shot was no good. Rebound controlled there by Buena Vista. Buena Vista is now going left to right on your court. And go ahead there, Eric, with that little announcement we got.
We just like to remind you that this game's broadcast is a corporated presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of these descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated and Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Great job there. Drakovich got the steal. He pushes up the court, and he had a shot blocked by Goodman. Went out of bounds there. They inbound it back to Ginther and or Sorensen. Sorensen got on the low block, made the turnaround jumper. It was no good, but he was fouled there by McKinney, and McKinney picks up his second. And go ahead with that other brief one there while Sorensen's on the line.
The cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. So we'd really like to thank Thumb Cellular for broadcasting this game.
And the Sorensen's first shot's up, and it's no good. So it remains 49-26. He gets it for the second shot. He sets himself. It goes up, and he gets the roll. So it's going to be 49-27. The winner of this game moves on to play the winner of the next game, which is New Haven, comes in at 16-7, and Saginaw Nouvelle, who comes in at 12-10. Buena Vista with the ball on the they are going from left to right now. They will be going from north to south. And the Pirates are going right to left. Long shot, three in front of us here. From Washington, no good. Rebound control by the Buena Vista. And on the follow-up was George Smithers. He gets the roll, making it 51-27. Up the court now comes Ginther. He gets it to Kraft. Kraft looks for the three, but he's covered immediately. They throw back at the top now to Ginther. Ginther tries to feed it inside, but it's picked off. Picked off by McGee. McGee brings it up the court. He throws it inside. They kick it back out to Goodman, and Goodman drains another three of the night. And I got a halftime score for you. Michigan Lutheran Seminary, 27. Akron Fairgrove, 15. Again, Seminary, 27. Akron Fairgrove, 15. Univista is going to get called for, nope. Going to be Kraft. Kraft is going to pick up his fourth foul on the reach in there. He goes to the bench, and in comes Hanson. That's not what you want to see right now. Your freshman who's been on fire here and been your team leader, I've seen that they made an adjustment, and they had Ginther at the point. They kicked Kraft over to the side there for the first minute and a half here. But he goes to the bench. Up the court with the ball comes McGee over in the left corner to Goodman. Goodman throws it inside, finds it wide open. McKinney dishes off to the low block to Smithers, and Smithers goes up off the glass, making it 56-27. Now Ginther goes end-to-end. He tries to go up, and he gets a favorable roll there, 56-29. Here comes Buena Vista. Up the court comes Washington. Now they kick it out to Goodman. Goodman tries to dribble into the paint. No-look pass, but he has it tipped away there by Sorensen. Hanson gets it. Hanson pushes up to Krkovich. Krkovich goes up, and he has it tipped away by Washington, but Washington touches it out of bounds. So it's going to stay Harbor Beach ball. Nice hustle play there by the Pirates.
That was actually a very good hustle play on Derek Washington for Buena Vista.
He got back there also. They speeded into Sorensen on the curl for the three there from the inbound, and he nails the three, and they need him to light it up a little bit if they want to claw their way back into this game. 56-32 now. Buena Vista with the lead and the ball. 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Buena Vista throws it over to the left side to Washington. Back to the top. To McGee. Washington and McGee look to play.
Smart motorists know that when you cut through all the smoke and mirrors, a manufacturer's rebates and other incentives are the same for all its authorized dealers. But all dealers are not the same. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring reopened a closed dealership in 2007. They created 18 jobs, and they worked to bring customers back to Sebring. They worked on customer service and customer satisfaction. Things like 25% sales increases showed they were doing things right. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi, which is great when you have to wait. In this day of more and more demands and our shrinking paychecks, they have actually managed to roll back some prices. But they've kept the things you like best, such as higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
The world in the palm of your hands. Thumb Cellular is proud to announce the arrival of the LG Axis smartphone powered by Android. The LG Axis has it all, featuring a QWERTY keyboard, an HTML browser with 3G speed, an MP3 player, access to the Android marketplace for a huge selection of the latest apps. The LG Axis smartphone is Wi-Fi capable and features a 3.2 megapixel camera with flash. And right now you can get the LG Axis smartphone at Thumb Cellular for only $59. That's right, $59. Browse the web, load up with the coolest apps, listen to your favorite songs, and get the information you need when you need it with the LG Axis smartphone available at any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for just $59 now through March 31st. Terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.